Okay. Thank you, Master of Ceremony, ladies and gentlemen. Do we make preparations? Yes. How do you prepare? Let me tell you the way I used to prepare myself for something. All I did was do this, do that, and create a material and do more. Takes a long time. It's hard work, and I didn't like it. Do you know why it takes so long time? The way I described is missing the most important part of preparation, which is the purpose. Why am I preparing this? For what purpose do I want to do this? Is the question I need to answer before making any move. Making a charm, for example, is not that difficult. But are you going to feed a very healthy people or sick people who have very weak stomach? So the way you prepare charm is quite different. If you ignore the purpose of your preparation, what you do will be wasted. Now, regarding seed speeches, we make seed speeches and we make speeches and prepare for it. Do collect, we fix our title and we collect data and try to prepare and do. But why? What for? Is missing. If it is missing, then your speech will get nowhere. People who are listening to the speech would not understand. It could be that you are timeline, okay? You are showing off, or you are trying to make that person in the audience feel better, feel relieved, feel empowered, or what? By knowing what you say will make that person's day, maybe. Then it's not the length of your speech, it's not the quality of your speech. It's your intention, and he or she will get it. Now you understand the importance of the purpose. Acknowledge if you are not clear on your purpose for your speech, then acknowledge that you do not know the purpose. Say it to yourself. I don't know the purpose. Next step is think up anything. I want to be superior to that person, maybe. And write it down and try it. If it works, then okay. If it doesn't work, try something else. So, first time I was better than that person. The second time, that person and I are the same. We want to share the same experience together and want that person be empowered. Then try and do it. Then if it works, then you know your purpose. Just one purpose for this case. Then use another example. Use next chance to create a purpose for that event. Then you will have, if you have enough data of purposes, you will have the general idea of what direction you are looking at. Then it will become easier to figure out your purposes. Now, the good thing is that if you're clear on your purposes, your life will be completely different. You may be clear on what you would like to do, what you would like to get, and what you would like to give. And so enjoy the new level of living by clarifying the purpose in preparation.